After a short break for the Thanksgiving holiday, welcome back to the Fastest 5 Minutes presented by Kroll & Mooring. We are your co-hosts, Peter Ayer and David Robbins, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. In a proposed rule, the FAR Council permitted and encouraged agency acquisition personnel to engage in responsible and constructive exchanges with industry as part of market research, as long as the exchanges are consistent with law, regulation, and promote fair competition. This is part of an ongoing effort to memorialize into regulation a progressively stronger drumbeat for more engagement between government and industry.
Continuing with FAR Council news, shortly before Thanksgiving, Council created a new climate disclosure requirement within the system for award management, requiring large vendors to make annual representations of whether they publicly disclose corporate greenhouse gas emissions, climate mitigation goals, or other sustainability targets. This rule is optional for contractors receiving less than $7.5 million in government contract awards during the prior federal fiscal year. The Defense Innovation Unit Experimental, or DIUX, released a how-to guidebook to assist other federal agencies in creating innovative contracting vehicles like DIUX's Commercial Solutions Opening, to bring technological innovations to practice use in less time and at lower cost. Moving on to GAO, GAO dismissed 3 protests due to sunset of its jurisdiction over civilian agency task orders under $10 million, including a procurement for a military agency made under a civilian agency task order, specifically GSA's Alliant IDIQ. We'll keep a lookout for a statutory patch to address this jurisdiction hole. Legislation was presented to President Obama for his signature, and we'll report to you when and if that goes through.
And the Supreme Court again weighed in on the False Claims Act, this time in State Farm v. Xrel Rigsby. And what they ruled is that a seal violation is not fatal to a pending False Claims Act case, even where, as in this matter, the relator's attorneys purposefully leaked information to the media in order to pressure the defendant to settle. In board news, the ASBCA declined the government's motion to dismiss an appeal by Kellogg Brown & Root Services, Inc., because the government wanted to wait until a pending FCA suit concluded. The board indicated that a previous 3-year stay for these purposes was sufficient and that a possibly indefinite stay might cause evidence to go stale. Therefore, the board retained jurisdiction over this case.
Moving on to federal district court. On November 22nd, a district court judge in Texas issued a nationwide preliminary injunction barring the Department of Labor from implementing new regulations increasing the minimum salary necessary for employees to qualify for many of the white-collar overtime exemptions permitted under the Fair Labor Standards Act. The rule had been scheduled to go final on December 1st. The court reasoned that DOL lacked the authority under the FLSA to issue the new rule. And we'll end with a somewhat whimsical item. Also around Thanksgiving time, the Army kicked off a Hack the Army event and offered bounties for detection of vulnerabilities on operationally relevant websites affecting the Army's recruiting mission. This announcement occurred within days of DOD and GSA's announcement of vulnerability disclosure policy, creating a safe harbor for certain good faith efforts to research the cyber resilience of certain agency websites. It's remarkable the language that's used to get around the use of the word hacking, right? Good faith efforts to research. Anyway, bottom line for any would-be researchers, I guess, in our audience, while this is interesting and newsworthy, you may want to get independent legal advice before giving it a try. This has been the Fastest 5 Minutes, brought to you by Kroll & Mooring. See you again in 2 weeks. If you have any questions about these items, Peter can be reached at 202-624-2807, and I can be reached at 202-624-2627.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll & Mooring. Subscribe on iTunes or visit kroll.com/govconpodcast for more information.